you joining us here this morning on KMAP. There's a new program, at least I think it's fairly new. It's called Project Guardians. Can you tell us about that?
Actually, Project Guardians is not that new here in the Riley County Police Department. It's been around since about 2016 or 17. And what this is, it's a program that we use and that we occasionally promote, and we're going to try to highlight this more since you all have asked about it, in which people who have family members that are at risk if they're alone by themselves outside can register information about them. Some examples would be if somebody has a family member who is severely autistic or who has Alzheimer's or some other cognitive disorder, they have a form that they can go onto our website and complete and also submit a photograph and turn this into us, and then we'll add it to a database that our communication center has access to. And so if one of their loved ones who has a cognitive condition goes missing, they can call us immediately and we can pull up that information, all of that identifying information and photographs, and distribute it to our officers and potentially to the media to help us locate them. And so this, it could even be small children. Let's say you have a five-year-old that likes to let themselves out of the house on a regular basis. I happened to be one of those kids when I was little. You could complete this form and a photograph and turn it into us, and we'd always have it in case you found your child missing. So Project Guardians has been around. We do occasionally use it. I was talking to the Communication Center staff yesterday. We had a case last weekend where an autistic young man was not home where he should be, and we knew from the form they filled out that he has a fascination with water. So our officers would went to the area, and before we found him, somebody else found him and then called us, and we were able to reunite him pretty quickly with his family. But that's just one example.
Okay. We have another caller. Robert's on the line. Good morning, Robert. Hang on here. Let me get the right buttons here, Robert. Okay.
You seem to be well on top of all the situations. You know, with the January, February possibilities coming up with more stimulus money, as 12 years ago we got the K-18 out to I-70, the funding may be possible for more shovel-ready projects. And I'm sure that any of the metal building developers could provide you with shovel-ready plans for a large metal building out at the county yards for your storage of your and maintenance of your large equipment, as well as evidence storage, a secure facility. But another item that's available now is that wonderful building down on the county property, a county courthouse property halfway between the district court and the municipal court, with large meeting hall facilities, gender-specific bathrooms and showers, and laundry facility outlets available there at the Christian church owned by the county before the new county commission gets a chance to tear it down. You could be in there and also help expand the Pawnee mental health people with your staff and also the families of your staff, as well as the public that you react with. Thank you so much for your consideration.
Thanks, Robert. I didn't quite catch the very beginning of your question, but I think I understand the gist of it, and that's about suggesting additional space for us to conduct training, hold meetings, and so on. And as you probably are aware, the Aggieville substation project space that had been offered to us by the city in the new Aggieville garage seems to be dead at this point. It doesn't look like that's going to go forward. So we continually have our antenna up about space that we can use for those purposes. And I received a suggestion a couple of weeks ago about another location that we're going to be exploring. But at this stage, again, as you may or may not know, the county oversees all of our facilities. They own the building that we operate out of and any other structures. They built the new firearms range. So when folks have suggestions about locations that we might be able to use. I would encourage them to call the Board of County Commission and suggest that to them, because ultimately they are the ones that have to decide if they'll spend the money on it. It doesn't behoove me, if it's not a free space to use, to devote a lot more resources at this point to try and identify a location, because the county will have to agree to fund that if we do. So I'd rather folks contact the county board first and make suggestions, and then if they think it's viable, they'll contact us and we'll evaluate it. But I really appreciate the suggestions that you make, that people are concerned about our space needs.
Well, and, you know, the county government has space needs. We know you have space needs. And, you know, I think that that's going to be one of the big challenges with the new county commission, whoever it may be. We still don't know for sure. But when they take office in January, that's going to be a tough thing.
Yeah, you know, and I hope what I said doesn't sound like a complaint at all. The county has really treated us well since I've been here. In terms of the, you know, repairs to our building, the fact that they did consider the Aggieville space, the new range. So it's just how we're set up statutorily. So the county ultimately has to make those decisions, and they, like the city, have financial challenges looming. You know, with COVID is spiking again. We don't know what that's going to do to our economy. We saw what happened when we shut down our economy the first time. And it's my hope that we do everything humanly possible not to do that again, but put in whatever safety precautions we can to keep our economy moving. I just don't think we can sustain that again and emerge from it in a healthy state. So we are open to talking with the county and the city about these needs. COVID, of course, and that's my last point, has exacerbated these issues, because you just can't pack people into small spaces anymore because of the risk of infection. And so that is making our space need issue worse.
No doubt about that. Well, there's a lot of challenges in local government, and, you know, and I know that that's one of the things, you know, from my experience on the commission and also on the law board, facilities have always been something that, as we are still continuing a growing community and growing county, the challenges have not necessarily been met yet, and there's a lot of foresight yet to come out. Can you give us some perspective on where we are with the firing range right now?
I actually got a report this morning from Captain Kyle that the actual firearms range structure is completed. There's some targeting systems that still need to be installed, and those targeting systems are operated remotely from the building that is yet to be constructed. My point is, we could go out there and we could set up some targets and we could use the range safely, but it's not at its optimal setup yet. And the building is supposed to be finished sometime in March or April. And once that happens, then we should have full function and use of the entire facility. We do plan on, when the building's completed at some point, to have an open house out there and invite members of the public to come see what their tax dollars have constructed for the police department.
It's 9:33. Director Butler, we're going to take our next break, and when we come back, we'll talk about some more activities, and including a preview of Monday's law board meeting. It's 9:33 at News Radio KMAN. When we return with Director Butler, we'll still entertain your phone calls with questions. 537-1350 is the number to call at KMAN.